Earlier this week on the show, we spoke with Agnel Philip of the Arizona Republic about a piece he'd written about particular tax incentives used by cities around the state, with a focus on GIPLETs. Those are government property lease excise tax agreements. Their importance and effectiveness have been questioned by some. And to respond to the conversation with Philip, we invited Christine Mackey in. She is Community and Economic Development Director for the City of Phoenix. Chris, first, why do you believe that GIPLETs make sense when it comes to Phoenix's economic development?
It allows us to create the urban environment that we want today. When you're looking at density, when you're looking at attraction of some of these signature and iconic buildings that create your skyline, they're projects that just don't work today financially. So if you look at building a project in the suburban market, you might pay $100 to $125 a square foot. You've got 18 acres to work, and the project works really well. When you're looking at an urban market like downtown Phoenix, it was somebody else's downtown before. So you put a teaspoon in the ground and you're going to hit something you didn't expect to hit. But to get the urban density that's called for in our general plan, you're looking at $300 to $400 a square foot. So you're at $25,000 a stall for structured parking. The projects that in this market just don't work today to get that dense urban development and the density of people you want in an urban market.
Well, so what do you think is important for us to understand then when it comes to offering these incentives? Because incentive can have a pejorative sense to some people. Is it possible to do the kind of development that a city of Phoenix, city the size of Phoenix, would like to make without having some form of this?
You know, in my professional opinion, it would not be possible for this type of development to occur without a GIPLET type of program. Every state has something similar to allow for redevelopment in their markets. Arizona just happens to have the GIPLET. So as an example, when you say, what is it that we're doing? Why is it that we're moving towards this incentive, if you will? When you look at, let's use an urban lot in downtown Phoenix that might be two residential lots as an example. So 14,000 square feet. So it's similar to two of a houses in a suburban market. What we're trying to drive is development of 300 and 400 high density residential units, 500,000 square feet of office, ground floor retail, on the same size lot as would be in a neighborhood with two houses. Let's use Arizona Center as an example as to why we use it. So Arizona Center is in downtown Phoenix. I think a lot of people know where that is located. Back in the day, in the 70s and 80s before it was built, it paid between $130,000 and $150,000 a year in property tax. It did go on the GIPLET and was on the GIPLET until 2011. When it came off, that dense urban development now pays all taxing jurisdictions $3.6 million. So what we're looking at and what City Council is so visionary about is they're building the future vision of how do we build the Phoenix we want and how do we build that revenue stream that allows all of our taxing jurisdictions to thrive. We could have left it at the $150,000 a year and it would have increased by 2 or 3% a year, or we can drive to that vision we want at now $3.6 million.
Well, vision's a very important word then, because it seems like there could be some short-term pain in exchange for potentially great gains.
Well, and even when we look at the short-term pain that we face in that area, I'll give you another exact example. So again, those 14,000 square foot lots, two residential lots, we've got one that we're working with now. It's been vacant for 40 years. And before it was vacant, it was two houses. It currently pays about $14,000 a year in property tax. So even on the excise tax, when this high-rise building builds, even on the excise tax, which is the incentive, it pays all taxing jurisdictions $128,000. And when it comes off of the GIPLET, our estimates are it will pay the taxing jurisdiction $750,000. So our taxing jurisdictions and our citizens, even on the GIPLET on that project, aren't experiencing pain. They're all getting 10 times more than they are on the vacant land site today.
Are there risks, though, inherent in this sort of thing? Because in any sort of economic investment or development, we have recessions, of course, on a cyclical basis. Are there certain areas where you have to measure, the city, the council has to measure, whether this particular plot of land may not be worth the risk?
You know, I think what's really important to note is that educated work that we do to determine how Phoenix is the winner in these projects. That's our goal. You know, I'm often accused that I'm picking winners and losers. Well, I'm picking a winner, and the winner I'm picking is Phoenix and the citizens of Phoenix. That's my job. When you look at it, when you look at those are there risks in it? There's risks in everything that we do. That's part of what I do, is determine what's the calculated risk that's worth taking. But I also think it's important to note that there's very little risk on the giblet where an incentive would occur. And the reason I would say that is because the property stays on full ad valorem property tax until the project is built. So let's say that City Council approves a business assistance program that includes a giblet, and then we hit another recession. So the project doesn't build for a decade. Well, number one, we have in our agreements that they have to build within 3 years, so we can claw back that agreement if they don't build. But number two is, whoever owns the property has to keep paying the property tax as it is today until the project is built and it's transferred into the program. Mm. So the risk is actually pretty minimal. And let's say that it's built and it's on a giblet and it goes into foreclosure, let's say. The city has the right immediately within those agreements to pull the giblet away and put the building on full ad valorem property tax. So again, we take those educated risks to make sure that we're building the city we want without putting our taxpayers at risk.
Chris Mackey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Christine Mackey is Community and Economic Development Director for the City of Phoenix.